Hey guys, welcome to the morning commute. Brian McCumber here, live on Instagram, live Tech Money Talks. And if you're watching on Instagram, you can see I got my tech t-shirt on. It today is, can you figure it out? Looks like a Superman shirt, but it has the letter A instead of the letter S, and it stands for Angular JS. Yeah, really popular mainstream front-end development framework that I would highly recommend pursuing if you want to be a front-end developer. And I actually was talking about that in a clip of mine related to helping somebody out. She was waitressing at a place where we were having lunch, and she saw one of my Friday Tech t-shirts, and it was pretty cool because she came up and she says, oh, I love web design, and I've been studying JavaScript and HTML, CSS, and I thought it was pretty awesome that she came up and said that. And then I asked her about what she's looking to do. Is she looking to pursue that further? And she said, yeah, she's looking to get her foot in the door somehow. And I said, well, I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing, is actually helping people get their foot in the door. So, I don't know, it must have been fate or karma for her, but I actually got getting her on track. And after having a conversation with her, she is looking to do front-end development. So, I recommended AngularJS. And she's looking to pursue that right now. I put her on a learning path to skill herself up. And it's kind of a four-step process, and I can break it down for you right now. Number one is actually picking that skill set, that number one skill set that most companies are looking for. So constantly you got to be looking for what's mainstream, what's cutting edge, what are the companies willing to pay you top dollar to do? They want to pay for your skills. So you got to pick one core thing. For the front end development space, I told her to do Angular. And so step number one is pick that core skill. You got to know what you're doing. Number two, after you begin deep diving and learning as quick as you can, is to validate your skill set. So because you're just starting out, you want to validate it in some fashion. And in most cases, there's a certification that's available that you can pursue. In the front-end development space, because it's still fairly new and rapidly changing, there wasn't that much like nationally recognized type of certification for it. There is a Google developer certification program that's out there, which I think would help. So, I mean, if you can imagine hiring managers looking at two different resumes, both of them say that they know AngularJS, but one is Google developer certified, they're going to think again about that person's qualifications and think that they have a little bit more of an edge because they actually validated their skills. So that's the thing to earn, especially if you're just starting out. So number two is validate your skills. Then number three, because you're just starting out and learning, you want to get the experience. So you got to get the experience in some fashion. And this is where people get hung up. So people will start, you know, they'll go out, learn to code, and then they go out and try to apply for a job. And most jobs will say, well, we're looking for somebody with 3 years experience. And they're like, well, how do I get experience if I don't have it? Companies don't care. They tell you to come back when you have 3 years. Now, in this case, you're not going to get 3 years experience, but you can start building experience now. So there's different opportunities to do that. There's freelance opportunities that you can pursue. And there's even opportunities that I can share with you personally if you hit me up directly. So number three is build that experience, and a quick experience. And then number four is actually to revamp your resume to match the core skill set, and in this case, match the front-end developer role that you want to get hired for. And the average starting salary for a front-end developer is 60 $100,000 a year. That's the national average. I think around Chicago, it was more around closer to $75,000. So for a junior front-end developer starting out and you're earning over $1,000 a week, that's pretty good, and that's good for anybody. So hope that's helpful and a good tip. So front-end developer, that's it's a really awesome space. It's continuing to grow, and it's in hot demand, and I'd say pursue it. So awesome. Well, I'm on my way to my technology job right now into Chicago, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. But if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a great weekend, and if you can, show some love. Share with somebody you know, like and follow, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. All right, Tech Money Talks. Peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.